Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I hope that wherever you are today, the weather is as glorious there as it is here. The sun is shining. It's warm. There is this wonderful cool breeze. The grass is green. God's in his heaven. What else could the world want? Well, I can think of a couple things, but we're not going to go there today. Anyway, beloveds, what I decided to discuss today is something that I think is quite important. Many of you who are aware of my work are very much aware that I work with advanced masters, archangels, such as Archangel Michael, Lord Metatron, and we work with a multitude of subject matter. And we have been concentrating lately, Richard and myself, on healing, different aspects of healing, because now is the time for us to be healed. Ascension is not that far away, and we have to heal spiritual issues, past life issues, issues that are in our DNA that has to be cleared, our own thinking, our physical problems that we might have. And so this is a time for all of this to be cleared. And what we are finding is that there has been a lot of involvement with the dark that has compromised people physically on one level or another. And so what we're trying to do is to bring forth the tools that will be helpful in doing this clearing. And I want to talk tonight about something that Yeshua had given to us. And this will be available in a most beautiful guided meditation on a CD. We're in the process now of having the artwork done for it, and we feel that this is quite important to for your physical health. And so I want to go over this a little. Of course, what I'm doing now is not like is not the same setting as the CD will be, because on the CD I'm actually channeling Yeshua, which he has done this so beautifully. But basically what this healing is using the light to heal the body. And just to lay a little groundwork first, light, if you haven't thought about this, I just think it's so fantastic, because this is the way that Yeshua starts this meditation, is discussing what light is. That light, of course, is energy from God. Light is the language of God. Light is the vibration of God. And how we bring light into the body is this way. We concentrate on the solar plexus. This is the connecting point to light. And we imagine light coming forth out of the solar plexus like a fountain. And when you use this, whether you use the meditation that Yeshua had given, or whether you just follow this yourself, after a while, you start to see this light coming out of the solar plexus, and it is sparkling like you see a fountain in the sun sparkling. And you get to this point because you're using it and you're becoming more integrated with it. So you see this light coming out of the solar plexus. It grows and grows like a fountain, and it grows so large that it becomes as tall as you are. And so you envision that fountain growing. And then at some point, when this fountain is as high as you are tall, you see yourself move into the fountain of light. And you know that you are in this connection with God, in God's energy, and this energy is completely supporting you. And like I say, the more that you do it, the more that you become aligned to it, the more that you can relate to it and it becomes integrated, you feel this peace and this incredible sense of wholeness when you feel this support of Source. And you can take that light and you can move it within the body wherever you wish. You can have an organized plan, or you can just use it and send it to the places where you feel the body needs as much support as possible. Yeshua works the meditation by focusing the light in the heart center. And so you literally see the heart pumping blood that is filled with light. At first, you might not be able to see this occur, and if you can't, intuit it. After a while, if you keep working with this, you can look within the body and you can literally see the light being pumped through the heart, being pumped through the blood as it moves through all of the systems. And so if you're going to do it in an organized fashion, you work first with healing the different organs. And as you see the blood leave the heart, invigorate it with oxygen and this light of God. You then move through the different organs, and you see this light moving through all of the organs, healing it. What Yeshua tells us is that if you work with this a lot, and he recommends at least one time a day, that it actually heals the cells that have stopped dividing. In other words, we've talked about this before. Cells have a certain amount of time that they divide. I think it's something like 54 times. And after that, it dies. That is what aging is. We're also told by Archangel Michael and others that when the cells turn crystalline, that this will not happen anymore. This is why aging will not only stop, but be reversed, which is exciting. And I know when you're struggling now with physical sensations, physical difficulties, it's even hard for you to think that someday the body is going to reverse the aging process. How cool is that? So, taking the light, going through all of the organs, and what I might suggest if you start using this, go to some website where it actually gives some diagrams of the different organs so that you can get a sense of what they look like, where they're positioned in the body, so that you can follow that path and you have a concept of what the organ looks like. So after running God's energy, God's vibration, God's love through all the organs, you then take it through the blood system in, well, you could go to the legs, you could go to the arms, but see the blood with the light, this marvelous glowing light being moved through all of the veins, going down the leg, and any vein that has been compromised in some way, And you see, so many of us have plaque in our veins that has accumulated over the years. And so you can see this light going through the veins, dissolving the plaque, healing any of the areas that have been compromised. And you see it go down through the legs, come up the legs, and you see there's a lot of places along the veins coming up from the feet upward. That's a little bit different in the sense that if you do a little bit of reading about it, you can understand why, if we're not getting enough exercise, that we have problems with varicose veins, or if you're standing on your feet too much, not taking care of yourself, that this is a problem for many people. But to see the veins being cleared of the plaque, of being straightened and aligned and smoothed, and the plaque being dissolved. And then you do the same thing through the arms, through the upper part of the body, where the muscles, I mean, you could even take the light to the muscles, see the muscles being toned and strengthened. Take the light through the head, through the brain. And the more you understand what that looks like on the inside of the body, the more powerful this becomes, because what we are doing here, we are using God's light, God's love, God's energy, and we are co-creating health. We are the masters. We are able to do this. And then after we run this throughout the entire body, Yeshua then goes to the subtle bodies around the physical. And as you know, the emotional subtle body that is right next to the physical body is what holds the trauma from past lifetimes that need to be cleared. So you can use the light to clear this. And then you can use the light to work with the blueprint. The blueprint is what your soul brought to earth when you were born. And the intent there, of course, was perfection. But so much happens to us in this lifetime that we become compromised on so many levels, compromised emotionally. People might have spoken to us in ways that was belittling, that made us feel less than, or through our past lifetimes, all the suffering that we've done with wars, with things that people told us we had to believe that perhaps we didn't believe, and we suffered for it. Or we tried to speak the truth, and we were killed for it. I talk to some of you who call in, and you remember these things. You starting to remember your past lifetimes, and you start to remember the many times that you've been persecuted and killed. And if that trauma wasn't cleared before you cross over, it's in your energy body now. And you can use the light to clear this. So as I'm speaking to you, why not take a moment and see the light come from the solar plexus? See it as a fountain. Step inside of it and direct it throughout your physical body. And as you do this, note how you feel. You know, the body never lies. And we've spoken about this before, too. It doesn't lie. It communicates. Cells communicate with one another. You know, we've given the example of conception, how how two halves of a cell come together and it forms new life. And how does cells know to become the brain, become the heart, become the legs or the fingers or the toes? They communicate with one another. And you, who hold the mastery of who and what you are, have the ability to communicate with these cells also. So if you put your mind in that perspective, isn't that glorious? So my question is, my friends, do you talk to your body? Do you thank it for its support? Do you thank your knees for the times that it has supported you, or do you curse them when you have pain? They understand your communication. Communicate your love to your body. Okay, friends, we are here. Our number here is 888-815-9756. Give us a call. Tell me what you think. And as I went through that meditation, tell me what you felt. Now, while we're talking about the body and while we're talking about health, I feel I'm prompted to repeat this because I think we can never be reminded enough about certain protocols because we forget. How does one go inside of the body? How do you talk to it? Let's take a moment and talk about that. If you think about the heart, for instance, and I use that as an example because we've seen illustrations of that, how the heart pumps blood, how it works. Place your consciousness, your thinking process, in the heart area. And if you can't see it beat, then just intuit it. And when you start to intuit or see the heart beat, your consciousness is there. Where thought goes, your consciousness is, and because your consciousness is in that area, no matter what area you choose, you're inside your body. Okay? We'll take a caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Judy from Ontario.
Oh, Judy, how wonderful.
Yes,
Ontario, huh?
Name, Judy. Yeah.
Isn't worldwide communication fascinating?
It is indeed.
You're in Ontario. I'm here in Maryland, and the station is in California. So how cool is that?
Cool.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've been listening to your station for a while now, your program, and
calling in has intrigued
me regarding the Akashic records.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
It feels like that I've been blocking myself from going forward, like I'm missing my cues, and Yeah. So I'm wondering whether they can tell me whether I've really messed up or not, or if I'm still on track, and what I can do to unblock myself, or however they can help me.
Did you say your name was Judy?
It's Judy.
Judy. Okay, Judy. What makes you think that you're blocked?
Feeling impatient, I guess, to get on with it.
You want to know why you're not getting on with it, huh?
Yes.
Is part of this question having to do with mission? What is your mission?
Oh, certainly it would be.
Yeah,
I have ideas, and then I...
When people have a question about moving on, it's usually because they know their soul is prompting them that they have a mission to do, but we, the ego, meaning the person that we are, we don't get the message. We don't know what is the situation, where our mission lies. And the reason that this happens, Judy, is because we're not connected to our higher mind. So I'll give you the reason behind that. The way that people find this out themselves is they must meditate. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, when you meditate, have you felt that you've made a connection to your higher mind?
No, I don't feel things.
If a person
more like
makes
just
connection with their higher mind, they would know it. So
yeah.
Assuming
okay.
that you haven't done that yet, or else you would have access to your soul monad and you would find out what it is that you need to do. So rather than go that way, how would you like to do a little experiment? I could go to the Akashic Records, dear, and I could give you the answer, but how would you like to try to find out the answer yourself?
Right here, right now?
Yeah, we'll work with
you. Sure.
The reason that I say that is because I'm really about self-empowerment. And when people find these answers themselves from within, it means so much more to them than if somebody told them. And so let's try that first.
Yeah, I've been to psychics and intuitives, and they're telling me what my purpose is, and I feel like I know what my purpose is, but I keep doubting it anyways.
Of course. What do you think your purpose is?
A healer and teacher.
A healer and a teacher. Okay.
In a big way, though. In a big way. And that's...
It's scary, isn't it?
I think ego's involved with that.
Yeah, and some of that is trust. You know, that's one of the big jumping off points, to trust. It's so hard to release our thoughts and trust. So, you meditate, and you probably know how to relax, don't you?
Yes.
I teach yoga
as well.
I want you to take a couple breaths, Judy, and just relax. Just let it all go, all the tension. It's just you and I sitting together over a cup of coffee.
Okay.
How about a juice?
Yeah,
we're just sitting here talking. Okay. Now, do you feel like you've let any stress go? You feel relaxed?
Yes.
Good. Because what I want to do is take you on a little journey into the past. If you're willing and you want to do this, you can. It's just a case of wanting to do it. Now, the journey that I'm going to take you on, and I'm holding the space for you, so I do believe you can do this, is right before you came to Earth and was born. And your parents named you Judy.
Okay.
It's that lifetime that we want to search for. Now, before you came to Earth, and you were given the right to incarnate here, you had choices. And you could review the choices of where you would be born, who your parents would be. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And there were little screens, which almost looked like a television screen, that gave you some highlights of what that life would be like. And you had the right to choose which mother you would be born to. And you made that choice to come as Judy because your soul had decided on a mission. And you st- stood in front of a group of people that I call them the board. They kind of give us a little bit of insight as to where we are going and what choices we're making and giving us a little bit of assistance. Imagine yourself standing in front of this board. They're kindly souls, anywhere from 3 to 5. They're sort of sitting at a table, and it's almost like you're interviewing them. You're trying to access their great wisdom, because these are great souls who have much wisdom. And so you made some choices, and you're kind of talking to them the pros and cons of each one of these choices. Now, when you stood in front of them and you were talking about the purpose of this lifetime, how did you feel then about what you were to come and do in this lifetime?
Excited for the challenge?
You better believe you were excited for the challenge. As we all are. And you were excited. This is one of the things that all souls hold in common. They come to Earth, and there is an excitement because not only of the challenge, but of the opportunity. How does that feel when I say opportunity?
Intriguing.
Yeah, because the opportunity that is given to you was given to you because of the great soul growth that you could accomplish. And so, what did you tell these people on the board that you were going to come and do?
Well, see, now I don't know whether I'm influenced by what I've already been told.
Just say it. No, just say it. Use your first inclination. See, you're using your mind. You're using...
I know.
Yeah, forget that. Forget the reasoning and the logic. Go with your feelings. The body never lies. Emotions do not lie. Go with what you felt. And tell me what you felt that you said.
Oh, I think I told them to put me where it's going to count for the most. Yeah.
And what was going to count for the most? What were you going to be doing when it was counting the most?
Well, all of your information on 2012 has me sitting on the edge of my seat.
So you're connected with 2012. There you go.
Yeah.
You've got a little path here. You see, part of the reason, if you're connected with 2012 and you're going to be a worker there, one of the reasons that you felt held back is an issue of timing. And so up to now, there has been an issue of timing, and now we're getting to the point where the timing triggers are going off. And that's why you're making this phone call, because you know that that trigger is going off. And so what kind
I'm
of...
I'm also scared.
That we all are, darling.
Am I going to miss?
But, you know, yes, we feel a little bit frightened because it's not something that we've done before. It hasn't been quite like this. And all you have to do is just trust. You trust it to come down into this dimension. You held on to your hat, you jumped into physicality, and it hasn't been so bad, has it?
Well, there's another question. I think my life has been a whole lot easier than everyone else I'm hearing that is in position and doing things.
Okay, dear Judith. Now, when you came down here to Earth and you told these people you were going to be working with 2012, you thought, didn't you, that you were going to be a healer of some sort, didn't you? Come on, you got to say it, either yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stage front and center.
Now, what aspect of healing were you working with?
You mean the ego aspects?
No. You're down here. You're in this body, and you've got this little scroll. Your soul gave you this scroll, this operational manual. It's something that you were to do when you got here. It's connected with 2012, and what are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing? You know this. Just dip into
I'm going to be there for the people that are panicking.
Ah.
And are looking for a way to look after themselves through the time.
Yeah, and see, you're understanding this because you're starting to feel a little bit of the fear. And we have a challenges right now that's happening in the world because truth is instead of being hidden, is coming out into the open. You know, a lot of places in the world, they're having financial problems or food supply or dictators are on the march. And so all of this has to be cleared, and people are feeling some of the fear. And so you have come to help soothe people, to help them find balance and security. And so tell me, dear one, how are you going to do that?
Okay, so you're asking for my...
Your first sensation, it's there. It is right there. Just dip your finger into the inkwell. Let's start.
Okay.
Right. It's right
it's
there.
It's a retreat.
What,
a retreat
you?
Center. It's a retreat center.
Ah, isn't that exciting?
Where they can come for any given length of time until they've got it pulled together.
Okay, and where is this retreat center going to be?
In Ontario. Okay,
you see, I'm holding the space for you. I'm making it easier for you energetically. I'm holding the space around you. I'm making it easier for you to delve within your soul and find the answer. So you've come to help humanity on an individual basis to have this retreat center in Ontario. Now, how do you get started with that? What's the next step? You know this.
I've just taken that step already. I've registered for a course with Sharon Wilson.
Uh-huh. And what's this course about?
It's a spiritual life coach, and she takes me right through the whole process, including setting up the business end of it.
So, darling, why are you calling me? So why are you calling me?
Because I'm doubting myself.
Of course, this is what
I don't want to go down the wrong path and then have to backtrack.
Okay, now let's see if that's the wrong path or the right path. I want you to be very calm, take another breath, put your consciousness in your body, and ask that question, if that is the right path, taking this course with this lady, Susan, ask your body, and then tell me how it feels when you ask that question.
My chest is expanding.
What's expanding your chest, darling?
My heart.
Yes. And is it love that is expanding your heart?
Yes. The mm-hmm. white light.
You can see the white light?
In my imagination, I can.
That's wonderful. That's the first step. So now that we've gone through this little exercise, how do you feel about taking this course with this young lady? Do you feel that it's the right path to take. First response, don't think about it.
Okay.
Just how you
yes,
feel.
I do.
Yes. You see, one of your problems, my darling, is that you're taking what is coming to you from spirit, and then you are judging it with your reasoning, logical mind, which is, I'm not being critical of this, we've been taught to do this. And what you need to really do is rely more upon the spiritual information that is coming to you from your soul. Think you can do that more?
And that's the feelings I get in my body.
Well, the feelings that you get in your body, there's a couple things. Your body's going to tell you the truth. That's one thing. The other thing is you take the first response. You don't get a prompting from your soul and then run it through your data bank of logic.
Okay.
You and what's involved there is trust. And for you and for others, this is a very big step to take that first step of trust.
Okay.
Now, I see you. This is not the first time that you have come in this role of working with people, of working with healing. I see you in Atlantis, in Greece, in Egypt, in Rome. I see you in the different garbs of the teacher and the healer. And if you take a moment, just see yourself in this role for a moment, because this is who you have been in the past. And as you see yourself in this role, I want you to describe to me the clothing that you wore.
Okay, I'm zeroing in on a high priestess in Egypt.
Okay. What did she wear?
There's a flowing white gown.
Mm-hmm.
With that beadwork around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
It looks more like the mask of a pharaoh rather than a priestess, though.
Mm-hmm. Anything else coming from that lifetime?
Okay, something I've been through already with another intuitive is where I made a mistake.
Let's not think about mistakes, darling. Let's just
okay.
What I'm trying.
Good.
What
thank
I'm
you.
Trying, yeah, what I'm trying to reach here is what you're coming to do is not new information to your soul.
Okay.
And forget the mistakes for a moment of the past. All I'm trying to for you to search and see that you have played this role many times throughout your different lifetimes. And so when you doubt, look in the past once in a while to see that this is nothing different than what you've done in the past. You've been dedicated to people in the past, haven't you?
Yes. And I was very good at it.
Of course you were very good at it. That's why I said don't dwell on the mistakes. The mistakes can be cleared out of your emotional body that we talked about earlier. You know,
right.
We've all made mistakes. What we call mistakes, sometimes I think it's the wrong word to use because we're here to experience. We've experienced all the different roles. If we made what is called a mistake, we then know a better path to take, a better choice. So, my dear, we have someone else on the line.
Okay.
And you go and work with that. And blessings to you, dear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Another confirmation for me.
The only confirmation you need is what you pull out from inside of you. Remember
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Mm-hmm. And so we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Are you talking to me?
Well, if you want to talk to me. What is your name?
Oh, very good. Very good. Touché. I love your laugh, by the way.
You love what? My laugh. Oh,
yeah.
I really have a little partner here who tickles me every once in a while.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm calling today. My name is Mona, and I'm in the...
Mena, did you say? Mena?
Mona.
Oh, Mona. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I heard you talking about personal power and, you know, just that whole solar plexus region.
Yes.
And that's something that I'm really I feel like that's where I need to focus. That's where I need to put my energy. And I guess I was just kind of hoping that, you know, maybe you could give me some insight or, you know, a direction or, you know, just, you know, as somebody who, highly developed sight and intuition, you know, I'm turning to you for, you know, to find out what you can
do. Mona, the question here, I want to understand your question. You're trying to walk into your own personal power. Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. Let me explain something about that, Mona. This is the time of the entry of the divine feminine to reunite back with humanity. And back in Atlantis, there was division between the masculine aspect and the feminine aspect of the soul. And those two parts have been warring with one another all that time. And many times the masculine has won and the feminine has been defeated. And for many of us, coming as priestesses or healers, we've had some very difficult times, have we not? Do you remember any of that?
You know, I don't feel like I recall past lives. I feel like I sense it in, you know, in my being, but I, you know, as far as like, I don't know, more tangible information, more descriptive information.
We're not looking for that, darling. What we're looking for is, have you felt from the past that you suffered because the feminine aspect was somehow
thwarted or
struggled? And
yes. I mean, I think that's definitely, you know, I think that's pretty clear. I mean, that's a big part of our history, or, you know, that is definitely a filter that we've been through.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons that the female male has a struggle sometimes walking into their own power, because they subconsciously, if not consciously, remember lifetimes where they were severely punished for bringing forth the attributes of the feminine side of their soul. And now is the time to heal that. You see, we have to heal the balance between the male and the female aspect of our soul so that we can walk into our power. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I mean, I do on a theoretical level, but you know, I don't know what the practicum of that is. I don't know how I could make that happen, you know, on a practical day in day out level. I mean,
I understand what you're saying. on our conference calls, a lot of the masters have come to heal that feminine aspect of our soul with the balance. And we've had some beautiful conference calls where they have brought masters and angels and helped us to walk into that. And since you have, do not have the background of that to work with, let's see what we can do about healing some of this past life trauma. Because, see, this is what it is, my dear. It is the memory of our suffering from the past. And one of the things that comes to me right away, and don't think the logic of this, just see how this feels. Because I see you as this beautiful, beautiful female who was burned at the stake for, and this is the, what I'm seeing is that this was the problem with connecting with your feminine side, because that happened and you suffered so because of it. And it has been difficult for you to forget that and connect again with who you are. And when I say that, tell me how you feel. Don't think of the logic of it. Just tell me how you feel when I said those words.
I guess I felt lucky that women aren't burned at the stake anymore for being women or for being strong or, you know, and, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, there was some fear there that
you're being logical, my dear.
Huh?
You're being logical. Tell me how the body felt when I told you those words. This is what I want to know, how the body, this is what we're trying to clear. We're not trying to clear the logic. We're trying to clear this block. This is the source of your blockage.
Well, my crystal power chakra felt tight.
What did you say?
My solar plexus tightened up a little bit when you were saying that.
Yes. As I said before, the body doesn't lie. We have 5 minutes. I'm going to try to help you clear this, because what this is you have, you're aware of the subtle bodies, aren't you?
I feel like I don't know a whole lot, but I mean,
you don't have to know anything, darling. The soul knows it.
Right.
See, again, you're doing just what the last caller did. You're going into your logical thinking mind, and you're saying what
you
don't know.
Judy, I totally related.
Yeah, we can't. We're not believing any of that stuff. You're the master. We're awakening the master. Do you hear me? We're not going into any of this logical stuff about what you're not and what you know. You have experience of all these different lifetimes. You know enough. You know enough. So I asked a simple question, and you gave me this compound, the answer, yes or no. You either know about the subtle bodies, or you're aware that there's some kind of energy field around your body or not. Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Cut to the chase here. You're working me, dear. Okay.
I'm making you earn your money, okay?
I'm not making money right now, sweetheart.
That was just a flip thing to say. It was not
this is a free service that I give to the world. Trust me.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I mean, I think it's so valuable. That, I mean, it is such a huge.
Sweetheart, we have 4 minutes. Are we going to work on your problem, or are we going to talk about it?
Good,
let's stick with this. I want to clear this for you, Mona. I want you to walk into your own power. Okay, around that subtle body, the first one around the physical body is the emotional body. This is where your blockage is, and this is what we want to clear. You clear this, you're going to have an easier time walking into your power. This is time for you to walk into your power. Do you know how we talked about earlier about moving into the body. I don't know if you listened on the radio or not. Did you hear that, what I said about how you get into the body?
Well, I started when you were talking about the fountain in the third chakra.
Now, okay, fine. But what I said was you imagine the heart beating or some other organ work and just put your consciousness there. I'm rushing because we have 3 minutes and I'm trying to get this clear for you, Mona. You think of the heart beating or some other organ you want to use, and a lot of us know how the heart beats. Just think of it, put your consciousness there, and you're inside of the body. And when you're inside of the body, you may or may not be able to see this subtle body around your physical, but I think you can. There is a band around the body, and it has, like, dark spots in it. It's grayish, dark. They're kind of floating around in that band. This is a trauma from that lifetime that we discussed. Do you see it or sense it?
Yes.
Okay. Bring down the light. Just imagine the light coming to you and turning all of these dark spots over to the light for clearing. Now, my darling, I've got to get off the air to make way for the next one. We have one more minute. You can either work on this alone between this, you know, today and next week. And if you can't clear it yourself, call me back, Mona, because this is what you need to clear.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, darling.
I appreciate it very, very much.
My pleasure.
Okay, and I will work on it. And thank you again.
Yeah, call back anyway next week. Let me know how things are going with you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. I will. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
Okay,
friends, this is Carolyn Evers. Next Saturday, I'll be on the air, and next Sunday, check out our new website, the 2012countdown.com.